Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
If you can't keep a secret, tell it.
On, Granddad, then you can have the bathroom.
All right, my dear. I'm in no hurry. Hey, what's this your mother says about you taking driving lessons?
Oh, she can't keep a secret.
Secret from me? Why?
Oh, not you, Granddad. Alfie. You see, Alfie's been talking about getting a second-hand car instead of his motorbike, so I thought I'd surprise him. By the time he gets the car, I'll have passed my test. So not a word about the lessons, especially to my little brother with the big mouth.
Oh, don't worry, I'll keep quiet. And who are you learning with?
He's named after Robbins. He lives in Cardigan Road.
Oh, that's a fair distance away, isn't it?
Yes, that's why he's picking me up in his car. I'm having my first evening lesson tonight, so I want to be ready when he calls.
Well, be careful. Jimmy's in, you know.
Don't worry. He won't see me. Mr. Robbins is going to wait on the corner of our road, and I'll dash out and meet him.
So Alfie won't be coming around tonight, then?
No, he thinks I'm going to see Mary Jackson, as I usually do on Tuesdays.
Well, you seem to have it all worked out all right.
What do you want?
There's a bloke on the phone for you.
All right. Bye-bye, Grandad. See you later.
Bye-bye, my dear. And good luck with you-know-what.
I wonder who this can be. I hope Alfie's not forgotten what day it is.
She's coming now, mister. She's a bit slow because her skirt's too tight. She doesn't walk, she waddles.
Give me that phone, you cheeky imp.
All right. Keep your tights on.
Hello, Susan Clitheroe speaking. Oh, it's you, Arthur. Just a minute. Thank you, Jimmy. You can go now.
Oh, it's like that, is it? Very well, sister dear. I shall retire to the living room and live a little.
Oh, go away, funny boy, and close the door.
Oh, close your cake off. Another bloke, eh? Well, I suppose I'll have to give the key all a bashing again.
Right you are, Arthur. No, it doesn't matter. What time will you be here, then? In an hour. That'll be 7 o'clock. Right you are.
Well, so Alfie's got competition, has he?
And remember, don't come to the door. I'll wait for you at the corner of the street. Yes, it's still a secret. Alfie doesn't know anything about it.
He soon will do. I'm going to give him a surprise tonight. Well, not give him it. Sell him it.
Jimmy Clitheroe, have you got something to say about Susan? Let's hear it. And it had better be the truth, because if it's a lie, I won't listen after you've told me. Believe, about Susan, so get it off your chest. Your chest, I mean. Come on, out with it.
My chest?
No, your tongue. I mean, talk with it, not stick it out. I'm waiting for you to speak.
I'm waiting for you to breathe. All right. It's about our Susan and another fella. I've got a lot to tell you. Do you know how much?
No, how much?
10 new pence to you.
Oh, that's it, is it? Trying to get money out of me. Well, your trick won't work.
What do you mean, trick? It's the truth.
Oh, yes, like the other times. You told me about the bloke who talked to her every day on the bus. Turned out to be the bus conductor. Then I once gave you 2 bob to tell me what she whispered to the bloke she met every morning. She said, an extra time, please. It was a milkman. Twice, I felt.
But this time it's the truth, Alfie. Honest. Look, I'll spit me death. Thrust me heart and hope to die.
Not at me.
Sorry, Alfie. Listen, I heard our Susan fix a date with this fella at 7 o'clock. She said she'd wait for his car on the corner because they had to keep it a secret so you wouldn't know about it.
She mentioned me?
Yeah. She said Alfie, then she laughed.
Clever boy, where is she? You said 7 o'clock and it's nearly half past. Where is she?
In the house, of course. Maybe she doesn't know the time.
Yeah, well, I do, listening to your daft stories. It's time I had my head examined.
How often does the doctor do it? Once a year?
Yes. Shut up or I'll thump you.
quiet. I thought I heard footsteps, but I can't see over the bushes. Is anybody there?
Let me know. Yes, it's Susan on the corner.
See, I was right. He must have phoned up again to say he'd be late. Or perhaps... You big twit!
You what?
The town hall clock just struck 7. We've been here since 6:30. Your blooming watch is 30 minutes fast.
Oh, well, that's funny. Oh, now I remember, my hands were stuck together.
You what?
Say, I'll show you. Look, see, my little hand caught on my big hand.
Alfie, listen.
You quiet when I'm talking. And I took the glass off to fix them, but both my hands fell off, and I put them on again. But they're backwards. Yeah, what's that noise?
Your brain ticking over. It's Susan's car, you twit. Look over the bushes. Get his number or something.
Yeah? Let me see. Oh, she's gone. And he's gone. He's right round the corner.
And you're right round the bend.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I would have seen him, only I was explaining to you about my hand.
Well, put one of them in your pocket and get out the money you owe me.
All right, well, here's a 10 pence. I wish I knew who that fellow was.
Well, get one of them private detectives on the job.
I don't know any. I mean, who would I get?
Bloodhound Clitheroe, private eye. The Sherlock Holmes of the school.
What school?
Elementary, my dear Alfred.
Oh, get lost.
Keep your voice down, Alfie. Our Susan's in the living room.
I'm sorry. I'll keep calm.
I'll just say cheerio to Alfie, Mother, then I'll be with you.
Scraggy neck's coming in. Now, don't let on you suspect anything. Be dead natural.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll just be casual.
I just popped in to say cheerio, Alfie. I've got to go out for an hour.
Yeah, where's he taking you this time in his car?
What do you mean?
Yeah, nothing. I don't know anything about the car, the bloke who texts. I didn't see. Who's this fella you're going out with, and you better stop it.
Oh, don't talk to me like that. You don't own me.
No, if you did, he'd have to pay for your dog license.
Shut up, you. Look, Alfie Hall, if you've been spying on me, you'll be sorry.
I haven't been spying. I paid Jimmy to own me then.
If I want to go out in somebody's car, I will do. And I don't have to ask your permission. Out of my way.
But Susan, I'm your girlfriend. Goodbye, bye-bye. But you weren't mine.
Susan gone, Grandad?
Ah, she just rushed out the door.
I thought I heard the swish of a broomstick. Grandad, Alfie's very worried about this bloke who takes Susan in his car. What's his name again?
Mr. Robbins.
That's right, Mr. Robbins. Mr. Robin. Well, no wonder he fancies our Susan. Robins always go for worms.
Now, don't you say anything like that when Susan's here. She's dated is very nice.
Well, she'd better keep him away from Alfie or he'll pull his feathers out. Which tree does he live in?
Well, it's somewhere down Cardigan Road. Look, this business is all a secret, but I can tell you there's no romance between this fellow and Susan.
Well, what's the secret?
I'm not saying, and that's all I can tell you. I'm away upstairs now to get changed. But tell Alfie he's got nothing to worry about.
Not on your Nelly. Tell Alfie and ruin my business.
Alfie, and sit down. Susan's not home from work yet. I think she's doing a bit of overtime.
Yeah, we're blooming out, I suppose.
Pardon?
Alfie'd like a cup of tea, Mum.
All right, I'm going to get him one.
Puppy a minute.
Alfie, don't let on to me, Mum, that I've told you about Robin Redbreast and our Susan getting engaged.
All right, Abby. You didn't tell me they were engaged.
I've just thought of it. Remembered it, I mean. It's not definite. But I reckon before the month's out, they'll be looking for a nest.
Oh, dear, but what can I do? She won't speak to me. Making me pass messages through you, it's daft.
Well, it says having a row. Anyway, you'll see her tonight. Have you brought any more chocolates?
Here's in my pocket. What about the boxes I sent her last night and the night before?
Oh, they were lovely. Loot. Loot. lovely, I mean.
Here's the tea. There you are, Alfie, and I thought you'd like another cup, Jim.
Thanks, ma'am. Thank ma'am, Alfie.
Yeah, thanks, ma'am. Get me tea.
Jimmy. Now, if you'll excuse me, Alfie, I must pop down to the shops before they close. Give Alfie another cup of tea if he wants one, Jimmy.
Right, ma'am.
Yeah, thanks, Mrs. Clitheroe, but it'll be something stronger than tea I'll need if Susan doesn't change again. But she has one. But for that blinking whistler, Birdman, Jack Robinson, Brad. I'll be going to the Rose and Crown and having that. I'll have two shandies.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I must go, Alfie. I'm sure it'll all work out fine. Give us some chocolates, like you've given Jimmy the last couple of nights.
Oh, I will, Mrs. What chocolates I gave you?
She means that you gave all Susan. She just happened to see me testing them.
Did you eat them?
Well, I did have one or two.
How many did Susan have?
I couldn't say exactly.
Half of them?
Not all.
A quartet?
Not exactly.
How many?
She's on a diet.
Oh, she was only giving up potatoes.
Yes, well, we have no potatoes, so she had to give up chocolate.
How many other lies have you told me? I don't believe this blooming cock Robin is engaged to Susan.
I said it isn't definite.
Ah, but I'm going to see him and get the truth.
No, you can... Oh, no, you can't. He'll kill me. Kill you, I mean. He's 7 feet tall without his feet. In his shoes.
I don't care. The bigger they are, the harder I fall. I'm going to tell Father Legs to keep away from my bird. Girl, he'll get my boot in his beak.
But you don't know where he lives.
Yes, I do. Cardigan Road. I heard your granddad tell you.
When?
When I was listening at the keyhole.
Alfie, that's naughty.
But my dad didn't listen much. I mean, the door was a pot, the jug, the jar. And your granddad told you which tree he lives in. No, not your granddad, but the fella. So, and I'm going to find him and tell him he can go and flap his wings in his own back garden.
Well, you see, I'm really innocent, Auntie Lily.
Well, you are the way you tell it. Now, look, Jimmy, it's nothing to do with me, and I don't want to go poking my nose into other people's business.
Well, you always have done before. I mean, helped. I want some advice.
You'll just have to own up. Remember the old saying, tell the truth and shame the devil.
That's no way to talk about my sister.
You little monkey, you know I didn't mean Susan.
Did I hear my name mentioned?
Twice. The second time she called you Susan.
Don't take any notice of him, Susan.
I don't. Out of my way, troublemaker, while I see who's at the door.
Well, no, it'll be Alfie. I mean, you sit down. Have a rest. Put your feet in your mouth. Up, I mean.
Don't talk silly. I want to see Alfie. I want to know why he's not been round here for 3 days.
Yes, well, he's got to get used to your face again. You've been so pretty. I'll go.
Auntie Lily, has Jimmy had a knock on the head?
Not yet, he hasn't.
Whew, that was close. I've got to play this clever.
Hello, sweetheart. Oh, it's you, Menace.
Don't shout. Our Susan's in there.
That's why I'm here. Out of my way.
Be careful, Alfie. Not a word. Susan, it's Alfie. Alfie, everything's fine. I fixed it all. Your friends again. Into the front room and get snogging.
Oh, shut up. He's fixed what, Alfie?
He fixed me with old Bird.
Alfie, shake hands with Auntie Lily.
Oh, rather pleased to meet you, Auntie. But Beltup. No, not Auntie Beltup. I mean, Jimmy Beltup. Listen.
Alfie, not a word about...
You what?
We don't want to mention... No birds.
What are you doing?
He's trying to stop me telling you about going to the bird's nest. The house. Seeing Robin, Christopher Robin thing. Arthur.
Talking about birds, I'll do me impressions for you. And as we reach the wood, we hear the song of the lark. And then the sweet sound of the tomtit. Whose call is answered by the nightingale.
Marvellous, Jimmy. Now be a dead duck.
Alfie, what's this about Mr. Robin?
Well, when Jimmy told me about you and Robin, we were getting engaged.
What?
A spotted wagtail calls to its doom.
Shut up. Did you say engaged?
No, he said engaged. Percy Edwards there, so... I decided to go and tell him to keep off the grass. No, not Percy Edwards. He sounds a nice man on the radio, you know. So I got on the bus.
Yeah?
And then I get off. It was the wrong one, because... I wanted Cardigan Road.
Who told you to go to Cardigan Road?
Your granddad. But he didn't. I wasn't listening, but I heard him, you see. Well, I listened a bit at the door, but it's naughty. He said I was in the wrong street.
Who, Grandad?
No, the policeman after I got off the bus.
Jimmy, what Alfie says doesn't make sense to me.
Not to you, but it would to another donkey.
See, stop calling your auntie donkey a lily. You see, Susan, I asked the policeman for Pullover Street, but he knew what was wrong and sent me to Cardigan Road, but I didn't know the number.
So you didn't find him?
No.
Good.
But I found his house.
How?
And I knocked at the door and the lady answered and I said, could she help me?
And she said, try a doctor.
Yes. No. I said I was looking for Arthur Robbins to stop him chasing my girl and wanted to get engaged to her, and could she tell me where he lived?
Did she know where he lived?
She knew all right. She was his wife.
Jimmy, your middle name should be Lucky now your Susan said she's not going to tell your mother.
She doesn't need to. She's gone round to see Robin Redbreast and tell him. He'll be flying over to peck me nose off when he finds out I started it. What about me granddad? He'll clout me with a caber.
Yeah, that serves you right. I hope you do get a good riding. God, pay to watch it.
Would you? Well, if you'd like to book in advance, I'll take your money now. And show you to your seat.
The only seat I want to see is yours when you get clobbered. Ooh, I hope you can't sit down for a month.
Ooh, Alfie Hall, you're a sadist.
That's news to me. I thought he was a Methodist. I'll go and answer it. I wonder who this is. Hope it's my pal Ozzy. I want to call somebody horrible names. Hello? Is that you, Fat Tom?
Fat Tom? Ah, Robbins.
Oh, have you been eating too much birdseed?
I said my name is Robbins. What's your name?
Sassafras.
How do you spell it?
You don't spell it, you spray it.
Oh, is that the clitheroe or am I going mad?
Yes.
Hello? Hello, are you there?
No, we're whole out.
I can't hear properly. Now, can I speak to Mrs. Clitheroe, please, or Mr. Sinclair?
Sorry, she's indisposed. And he's Hinderclink.
I don't know whether you're trying to be funny or just stupid, but I'm coming round to see him about a boy called Jimmy.
They won't buy him. They've got one.
Hey, are you Jimmy Clitheroe? You sound cheeky enough.
I am the butler. And the family are waiting for me to butler.
Now, look here.
Sorry, Mr. Robbins. My granddad and my mum will be going out in half an hour, so it's no good coming over.
Oh, no. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Good. I mean, oh, goodness.
What's going on, Jimmy?
Cop Robbins coming round in 10 minutes to see me mum and me granddad.
But they won't be here by then.
Exactly. But you and Alfie will.
You are? Yeah, but I won't be. When he arrives, he'll look and find me there gone. Out, nor here. I'll be.
Waiting for him.
Yes, I bet you. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'll tell him who you are, where you live, and how you forced me to take the blame.
Now, just a minute. What's in your mind, Jimmy?
I just want you to do a bit of acting for me, Auntie Lily. Do you think you could do it?
Me? Acting? Well, at least I'm good at acting the fool, Jimmy. What do you want me to do?
You be me, ma'am, and talk to this fella.
Oh, no. I don't want to get into trouble with your mother.
You won't, I promise you. If there's any trouble, we'll say it was Alfie's idea.
Yeah, just a minute. Don't look at me. I can't pretend to be your granddad.
Well, no. I've got a much better part for you. So you just talk to him. After 5 minutes with you, Robin will be that dizzy, he won't know whether to fly away or lay an egg.
I don't like this, Jimmy.
Luke, if I tell Robin about you, he'll peck your Adam's apple out. Now, you're supposed to be looking after me granddad who's upstairs, right?
Yes, all right.
And you, Auntie Lily?
I know, I'm your mother. It's a pity she's not Scotch like your granddad. I could do that.
Och hi, a war the new. Do you know Ken Maui Bern is no to blame? The new, the new.
God bless you and keep you, Mother McCree. Just let's get rid of him quick before me mum and me grandad get back.
Right, Jimmy. Hey, I'm going to enjoy this. I could be old, couldn't I? Excuse me if I don't get up, but me poor old bones are creaking and crackling like me granny's old stays.
Marvellous. Who else do you do?
I can do Ina Sharple.
It's about time somebody did. Look, you just be your normal self, jolly and daft. Funny, I mean.
Oh, I can hear you.
Right, get in the front room, Alfie, and come in after Woody Woodpecker meets Glenda Jackson here.
Now, don't be so clever. Just wheel him in.
I'll do it, but I don't know what I'm saying.
That's never stopped you talking before. Well, the cage is ready. Now to let in the dicky bird. Oh, Mr. Robin, hop in. Come in, sir.
Thank you. I presume you're young Jimmy the hooligan.
Ha, ha, ha. I'm glad you like a joke. Come in and meet too. Meet me mother, I mean.
Right, after you.
Oh, no, sir. After you.
Oh, that's my dear boy. So polite. Always the little gent.
Oh, is that so? How do you do, madam? I've come to you with a serious complaint.
Wouldn't it be better to go to the hospital? I am only the lad's mother. Mind, I do read the teacups, and I am a dab and a ojar board.
I'm not interested in teacups or ojar boards.
Perhaps you'd sooner have the cards or the crystal ball. I'll go and get it. It's under my bed.
Look, I haven't come here to listen to this stupid talk. I want you to punish this cheeky young puppy.
Ma'am, you call me a puppy. That means you're a pup's mother. And you know what they call lady dogs? They call them...
That'll do. So, you have come here to insulate me, have you, sir?
Now, wait a minute.
You'd better watch it, my lad, or you'll be getting my crystal ball on your nut.
Oh, no wonder the boy behaves as he does with a mother who's a buffoon.
And a what?
He said you're a monkey. A pup's mother? A monkey?
Yeah, I've come in, but now I'm here. I don't know where I've come for.
And who are you?
Is the doctor looking after me grandad? How is he, doctor?
Who?
Me grandad, you deaf doctor.
Yeah, I don't know, he's not here. I'm alive. No, he's not with us, I mean. Not all there. He's not well.
I can't understand it. He's had his usual two bottles of whiskey today.
Two bottles today? Does your grandfather drink every day?
Of course he drinks every day. He's me grandad, not a camel.
Can't you do anything about it, Doctor?
Doctor!
The only other lad, you do anything about what?
To stop his grandfather drinking bottles of whiskey.
Well, I could give him a glass. Oh! stop the whiskey. Yes, I'll pour him on rum. I mean milk and fruit. A glass of fruit and a basket of milk.
Are you sure you're a doctor?
Well, he's a vet, really, but he's cheap.
Oh, I'm wasting my time in this madhouse.
Oh, must you go? Won't you stay for some hot chocolate?
Yes, I'll put a couple of bars in the oven.
I'm going. Goodbye.
Well, give me your coat, Pat. I'll hang it up for you.
Thanks, Father. Oh, I am tired.
Oh, heck. Quick, Mr. Robin. Fly out the window. Go out the back.
I'll do no such thing.
Well, I'll fly out the window.
Oh, dying for a cup of tea, Father. Oh, hello, everyone.
Hello there. And who's this, Jimmy?
Introduce us to the gentleman.
No, thanks. I've met all the people I want to in this house.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, goodbye, sir. I'll walk down the road with you, as far as London.
Who are you, sir, and what are you doing here?
I'm Arthur Robbins. I've had no pleasure at all in meeting this young hooligan's crazy mother.
What? I'll race you to the front door, Jim.
I wanted to see the boy's grandfather, but he's too drunk to speak to me.
Don't you say I'm drunk.
I said his grandfather, the doctor here, told me.
Hey, quick, Jim, fetch me back.
Now, look, I'm the boy's grandfather.
Yes, and I'm his crazy mother.
Well, who are these people?
Well, I'm Auntie Lily.
And I'm Alfie Al.
And I'm not feeling very well.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Brian Truman as Arthur Robbins, and Rosalie Williams as Auntie Lily. The program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Well, I don't need to tell you what happened. But the pain's worn off now. And I still have some of the money I earned as a private eye. Anyway, there was a bit of good news this morning. Our Susan failed a driving test, so Robin Redbreast wasn't so clever after all. Well, I've got to go. I'm practicing my bird impressions.